Well, I'm here on the bus sitting next to Jerry Heck with Heck Farms, LLC, and they're in Michigan. And Jerry, what town near Michigan is your farm located?
I'm at just outside Monroe, Michigan, which is about 15 miles north of Toledo.
15 miles north of Toledo. And Jerry, how long have you been farming and how many acres do you have?
I'm farming about 825 acres of corn, wheat, and soybeans. I've been farming since I got out of college in 1972, so I've been around a while. And one little footnote about Monroe. Monroe is Michigan's only port on Lake Erie, so that's our connection to Lake Erie.
Okay, and what type of tillage do you use?
I do a lot of no-till and some conservation tillage. I do, with my wheat stubble, I do tend to do a lot of deep tillage or use like a disc ripper on it in the fall, to especially this year because of all the ruts from the sprayer that are in the field.
And do you have any fields where you use continuous no-till?
I have some fields that, if they have not been in wheat, have been in continuous no-till. Started no-tilling back in probably the late 80s as started with soybeans and went to wheat and then finally to corn as far as no-tilling as the equipment became available.
And you said as equipment became available, you know, when you're no-tilling versus conventional tillage, are you noticing that you can use much smaller equipment and save on equipment purchases?
Well, that was one of the main reasons we went to move to no-till, was to save on fuel and the wear and tear on our iron, which remember back in the mid to late 80s, us farmers didn't have a whole lot of money in our pocket. And our equipment, our tillage equipment, was wearing out. So it was easier to go and find a no-till drill and park the tillage equipment than it was to try and replace all of it, besides the fuel savings.
And if you were doing conventional tillage versus what you're doing right now, if you're doing all conventional, about how many acres do you think you'd be able to farm versus how many acres you're doing right now?
It'd be fewer acres for sure because of more trips over the field. I have a neighbor that he and I work together quite a bit and share some equipment and that and help each other out. And like this spring, with all the rain in April and May, it was June before we were able to start planting, and everything was condensed, and we had some fields that had been in wheat last year that we had to work over quite a bit, a lot of problems with volunteer wheat and that, so got a fresh look at what would be involved time-wise and equipment-wise and labor-wise tilling the ground. It would involve a lot more help.
So you really find a big time advantage by using conservation tillage?
Yes, we're able to get the seeds into the ground in a more timely fashion. I do try to go through with a strip till machine ahead of the corn planter, even though the corn planter is set up for no-till. Put some of my nitrogen down with liquid nitrogen down with the strip till machine.
You know, we learned a lot so far on this tour about drainage system, about different soil texture when you're using no-till versus conventional tillage, and we also had a presentation on cover crops. And I was wondering, do you use cover crops? And you know, if you do, can you tell us why you use it? And maybe if not, is there something that happened today that would cause you to look at the possibility of using cover crops to improve your soil quality?
I have not, to this point in time, used cover crops, but I've been reading more and more about it lately, becoming more and more interested, and after today's stops, becoming very interested.
Yeah, when they were talking about those radishes breaking up the soil and going down 12 inches and then deteriorating, where you create pores, you know, really big spaces in the soil to allow more water infiltration and for the soil to dry out much quicker, that was a real eye-opener for me.
Oh, yes. I had, you know, read about the radishes where over the winter they die off and the roots disintegrate and leave that channel down through there. Found interesting also the annual rye and even the idea of mixing two or more together.
Very informative. Well, Jerry, You said you had a friend of yours, another fellow farmer who helped. Are you going to impart some of the information? Do you share some of the information you have with him?
Oh, yes, I'm sure I will.
A lot of different people come here, people from industry, farmers, people with soil and conservation, water and soil conservation districts, people from the media, some policymakers. And I was wondering, what was the deciding factor to have you come on this tour?
A couple of things. The opportunity to gain more knowledge about these types of things, conservation tillage and that. And the six CEUs also were a nice incentive since I'm a CCA.
Well, Jerry, thank you very much, and best of luck, and I hope you have a great harvest this year.